Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:12 now on this Thursday morning, June 5th. Tropics are quiet, so that's great. The weather's going to be hot and humid. Highs of 89, 90 degrees today. An ever-present chance for showers. Going to be that way through next week. Maybe even more of a chance for showers then. Amber Rollins joins us now, Director of Kids and Car Safety, to talk about keeping kids safe in cars. Good morning, Amber. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Thank you. We like to have you on every year, although we hate the fact that we have to have you on every year, but we do because of the fact that even though it doesn't have to be ridiculously hot for kids to be hurt in cars, it does happen where people, for whatever reason, forget kids in the back of cars and then come back and they find a tragedy has occurred. How common is this?
Well, about 40 children are dying every year in hot cars. And the overwhelming majority happen when an otherwise loving, responsible parent loses awareness of that child in the back seat.
Is there a reason for that when they lose awareness, generally speaking?
Yeah, so this is something that is very difficult to understand. Most people think it's something that could never happen to them because they love their children. But what happens is the right circumstances align. And they're very predictable. You know, there's the same circumstances in almost every single case. There's a parent who is extremely sleep deprived and has some type of abnormal change in their morning routine. And they're operating in autopilot mode, driving from home to work. And they have a child that's usually age 3 or younger in a rear-facing car seat. And that child can't be seen because they're in the back seat, they're rear facing. So this parent who's driving an autopilot, daycare drop off may not be part of their routine or something changed. They're taking a different route to work and they go straight from home to work, never realizing that that child was not dropped off.
For people that are listening right now that are being judgmental and saying that could never, ever, ever happen to me, what would you say to them?
I would say you're wrong, respectfully. And, you know, after 12 years of doing this and really being an expert on the subject matter, it happened to me. I never left my son, but I had just started taking him to daycare, and my older daughter had a sleepover. I had driven this particular friend of hers home, 150 times, and had always turned around and gone back home to start working. Well, on this day, it was a new routine, and I had to take my son to daycare. So after I dropped the friend off, I found myself driving home, not to daycare. I had lost awareness that he was in the back seat. He had fallen asleep. That's what babies do in the car. And he wasn't making a sound. I couldn't see him in my rearview mirror because he's rear-facing. I was, you know, not sleeping at all because I had a newborn baby. And I got halfway home and all of a sudden he made this sound and I pulled over and just lost my mind. You know, I was hysterical because I realized that I had completely lost awareness that he was there. And I was headed home to work and not to daycare. So, you know, I just tell people that story because if it could happen to me, somebody who knows more about this than most people on planet Earth, it could happen to anybody.
Tell me about the temperatures and how hot a car can get and how quickly it can get hot for people that think it has to be during the summertime. Although that's what we're trying to build awareness for. It doesn't necessarily have to be a brutally hot summer day, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly happens more during the summer months and on warmer days. But, for example, one of the fatalities that happened this year already, it was in the 60s outside. It does not have to be a scorching day for that to happen. And the reason for that is because a vehicle acts like a greenhouse. So it traps that heat in, comes through the windows, traps the heat in, and it heats up very quickly. In fact, the majority of the increase in temperature happens in the first 10 minutes. So for a baby whose body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult, you have a recipe for disaster in literally minutes.
People, you know, I get texts occasionally from people say the parents need to be prosecuted. Sometimes they are. But I think what people don't realize is from what you just told me, it happens when people break their routine. The only thing a penalty would do, or if you're going to penalize a parent or send them to jail, that's to, I guess, punish them, but also to deter other parents from doing it. But that would have no effect on this because it's not that parents are thinking of, oh, no, I'll go to jail if I leave my kid in the car. They're not thinking about it at all. The routine gets distracted. That's the point, right? And they're trying and they lose track of it because they got other stuff on their mind.
Exactly. Criminalizing this, actually, we feel does the opposite of what the intention of criminalizing something is supposed to do, which is deter people from doing it, like you just said. It really creates this mindset in people that this is happening to bad parents. They're criminals. And, you know, I'm not a criminal, so it's not going to happen to me. And it makes people feel less connected to the issue and that it will never happen to them if they're not a criminal. So, you know, we've been prosecuting parents that this has happened to for decades, and the numbers are continuing to trend upwards. So it's not helping. It's actually just destroying families even more.
More prevalent grandparents or parents or not necessarily?
Not more prevalent in grandparents or caregivers. It's mostly parents who this happens to. It does happen to grandparents. It has happened to child care providers, babysitters, child care centers, but mostly parents.
I'm going to read this text, and I only do it because people text things in, and I think they have a right to have their voice heard, because they say, all the child safety laws play a part. Car seat, power lock, and windows, this didn't happen in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Well, first of all, if you're going to make a statement like that, you would have to see if the safety laws have saved more lives than were caused by kids left in cars, or you would also have to analyze to see if it did actually happen in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, right?
Yeah, so this is a phenomenon that didn't start happening until the mid-1990s.
Okay.
And it's really interesting when you look at hot car deaths on a bar chart and you compare it to airbag deaths of children in the front seat. And that might not make sense right away, but stay with me.
Right.
So in the early 90s, you know, when we first started having these really powerful airbags in the front seat, they were exploding in crashes and killing children that were riding in that front seat. And so in about 1995, there was this huge...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Movement, public service announcements all over the place. Put your children in the back seat. They're not safe up front. And people listened. And children started riding in the back seat, and on a graph, you can see the airbag deaths just drop off, and there really aren't any anymore. And at the same time, all of a sudden, children being inadvertently left in vehicles skyrockets. It went from happening virtually never, an occasional case here and there before 1995, to, 20, 30, 40, 50 deaths a year. And it's trended upwards ever since. So it's not like parents became, 1,000% more irresponsible overnight. This is something that happened because children are no longer riding next to you. You can't forget them if they're right next to you. They're in the back seat. You can't see them. And unfortunately, this is a terrible thing to say, but it's the truth. They're out of sight, and that makes it that much easier for them to become out of mind.
Let me take a break here. We'll pick it up. We come back and talk about some ways to make sure that the child is not left in the back seat of the car. And I guess, because it's still better that kids are not in the front seat of the car anymore with the airbags, Amber?
Yeah, absolutely. They should not ride in the front seat, but this was an unintended consequence of moving them to the back.
All right, 6:22, traffic now, WWO. 6:28, Tommy Tucker, WWO. A couple of minutes left with Amber Rollins, Director of Kids and Car Safety. We do this every year to try to prevent at least one child, if we can, from being left in the back seat. I know people sometimes leave kids in the car and the car gets stolen. And Amber, it's obvious to say that you should never leave a kid in the back seat in a car unattended. That's obvious. But what happens here is people forget that they leave the kid in the car. They're not doing it on purpose. They forget. So we'll talk about some ways to prevent that from happening. Jordan sent me a blog that I wrote in 2019 about I had a knee replacement, and the doctor came and checked before surgery and said, which knee is it? And I told him, and he took a pen out of his pocket and wrote a Sharpie and wrote this one. And it's low-tech, but it worked. So when it comes to this kind of thing, there are some pretty low-tech solutions that are very effective, right?
Absolutely. And, it's funny that you should say that, but they do that for a reason, right? Because people are human. We all have the same human brain that makes mistakes. And so, yeah, we need to do some things to safeguard ourselves from that.
Like what?
And I just want to mention, especially when the children are really young and you're sleep deprived, because that really affects the way your memory systems work. So we want people to grab a reminder item. We recommend putting a stuffed animal in the backseat of your car and leaving it there at all times. And then anytime you buckle your baby into the car seat, you bring that stuffed animal up to the front seat with you as a reminder that your child is back there. I know that sounds silly, and it may feel silly, but it's something that's free to do. It takes no effort at all, and it's just one extra layer of protection. The other thing we want people to do is get in the habit of look before you lock. And what that means is open that back door and check the back seat every time you leave your vehicle, even when the kids aren't with you. You got to do it 100% of the time. And you can try to, you know, help yourself get into that habit by putting something you need to start your day in the back seat. So, you know, for example, I sit at a desk all day and work on my computer. I would put my laptop in the back seat so that if I went to sit at my desk and I didn't have my laptop, I'd have to go back to the car, open that back door to get it.
Thank you, Amber. I appreciate your time. Going back to the blog I wrote in 2019, I wrote, you may forget a phone or your lunch, but the best way to protect kids is to take a shoe off, the shoe that you don't drive with, and the foot, you know, you don't drive with, and put it in the back seat, because you might forget this or that, but you're for damn sure not going to forget your shoe. Thank you, Amber Rollins. We'll talk to Mike Strain. We come back. Time now, WWL First News. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning. That means time to talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing excellent. We've had some great weather. The crops are really looking good. You know, we're ahead of last year. We've got, you know, most everything in the ground that should be planted right now is growing very, very well. We are working on expanding markets and moving products. The legislature now is going into its final stretch, the last week. It ends on June the 12th, Thursday at 6 o'clock. And so it's been very busy, but a lot of good things going on.
Mike, let me ask you this. I mentioned yesterday I went to the grocery store, walked out, saw a lady. As I was walking in, I saw a lady walking out, looking at her receipt, shaking her head. And I went in, shopped, and I barely had the stuff from the basket onto the belt there. And I looked at the screen, it was up to $145. Like, whoa, slow down there, buddy. Hang on. It's like the national debt clock I'm looking at. Then I was shaking my head as I was walking out like that lady was, and I asked people to text in, and I'm getting the same text agreeing with what I'm saying. Have grocery prices taken a rapid increase lately or what?
They are still accelerating faster than inflation. And so, you know, an estimate this year for grocery prices across the border to rise at really more than 3%, but the proteins have really jumped. Price of beef, you know, is moving at about 7%, pork probably about 4%, poultry, you know, 3-4%. And so, but beef is one that's really, you know, and all those products are moving faster than others, because again, what's happening in the beef industry is that we have the smallest supply of beef since the 1950s. Okay.
And why
so
is that?
You're talking about 70 years.
Why is
you
it?
Know, right? Well, a number of reasons. One, the average cattle herd in the United States was generally between 18 and 25 head. Small. The small farms are the ones that are going to the wayside. Also, the cost of production. When you look at just if you had to go buy the equipment just to cut hay, to make hay for the wintertime for those 17 to 20 cattle, if you bought it used, you could probably get it around $100,000+. New, $175,000 to $200,000. And as the equipment wears out and the people get older, they just quit raising cattle. It used to be everyone had cattle. You went to the North Shore, every farm had cattle, and those were generally were called freezer calves because they would raise them, bring them to the local slaughterhouse and the local butcher and do that. But the world changed and started bringing them to the feedlots. But as the farmers are aging out, the bigger farms are getting bigger because we have less people going into agriculture. The other thing that's happening is that we are bringing in very, very, very few cattle from Mexico because of the New World screwworm. And that at the Isthmus of Panama, that particular pest has broken out of containment and is moving more further north in Mexico. We're doing a whole lot of things working together with the USDA and the Mexican government to try to stop this, but we're not bringing in the Mexican cattle to the United States feedlots. So there's really, it's a supply and demand. We've had steady demand, but a decreasing supply.
I didn't even look at the beef portion because I didn't want somebody to think I was rich and mug me. I stayed away from that completely. But when it comes to the rest of the groceries, like you mentioned, beef and pork and proteins, but that's just the meat part of it, the protein part of it. What about everything else? Why is everything else going so crazy high?
Labor is a huge issue. The lack of availability, the cost of equipment. And the other thing, when you look at grocery prices, most of those grocery prices reflect the inflation and the overall economics. You got to look 6 months to a year and a half backwards. So in other words, if you're looking at a product, if you're looking at buying some macaroni or linguine, you got to think about what did it cost for the wheat, and you got to back that up now, you know, all the way back about 18 months. And so those costs are additive. And then the cost of transportation, the cost of trucking, anybody that has any kind of business where they use heavy trucks will tell you that their costs are going up exponentially. Think about insurance. Think about the cost of new equipment and repairs. And at the end of the day, who pays for all inflation? The consumer does. So we're working hard to try to increase production, but we've got to get a fundamental handle on what we call input costs. When things move forward, the input costs generally rise fast with them. When overall economics and prices go down on the farm level, the input costs go down slower and later. And what we're seeing in a number of our corn farmers across the United States, at the current value of corn, they have not been profitable in 2 years. And this year is a big deal for agriculture across the United States, especially the corn farmers. They've got to turn a profit, or else there's going to be additional issues. But inflation for food continues to outpace general rate of inflation. There were some very good articles in the Wall Street Journal over the last couple of weeks. More people are electing to eat at home. Why? It's strictly economics. Mm-hmm. Some of the companies that are doing very well, McCormick Spices is doing very well. Why? Because people are cooking from scratch instead of buying canned products. Mm-hmm. Campbell Soup, for instance, Chef Boyardee in the can. People are buying less of that, and they're looking at buying, how can I get more from my dollar, starting out with the basics and cooking from scratch. And so we are seeing that. And the thing about it is, prices, especially these food prices, they're not going to drop rapidly because of the cost of production over a 1 to 2 year period.
Mike, honestly, are they going to come down ever?
No.
Well, I don't think so.
The whole goal. Yeah. Except, you may see some in the beef and in the poultry and the pork because of what we call demand destruction. In other words, people quit buying it and it comes down. But the best you can ever hope for with grocery prices and any inflation is that we slow down or decrease the rate of growth and cost compared to overall dollars and wages and earnings. That's the reality. We all know that. Mm-hmm. You're not going to reverse it. You want to slow it down and let everything else catch up.
Let's talk about the Farm Bureau Convention, something good.
Oh, that's great. That's coming up. And that starts on around in the end of June, about the 26th of June. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. It's Friday, Saturday, and so actually it starts on a Thursday with the board meetings. I will be there all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. And that is going to be June 26th to 29th, 103rd annual. I can remember when I went to the 75th meeting, there will be over 900 voting delegates, farmers from across Louisiana. And, of course, the governor is going to be there. The insurance commissioner is going to be there. I'll be there, the lieutenant governor, and, everyone. It'd be a real good time. But the big part is the networking, where we're there to listen to the farmers. That's where we get the information. And I'll be a voting delegate. I've been a voting delegate now for more than 40 years. And so, on Friday, I'll address the voting delegates, and we have what's called the Legacy Farm Program, and that to honor farmers who've had the same farm in the family over 100 years. That is a big deal. It's a very emotional deal, and it brings a great deal of pride. And then on Saturday, I will address the different commodity groups, and there are 12 of them. I will address them individually and talk to them about what is unique for their particular commodities, what do we need to do, what we are doing, and listen to them. That's the biggest part of this. And so that, I want to know what your problems are, what the solutions may be, but it builds that teamwork. And then Sunday is the voting delegates. The Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture, and it is, the biggest farm organization. It's actually the largest organization in the United States is the Farm Bureau. And then through the policy session on Sunday, where we vote the policy book, that is the direction the Farm Bureau will take dealing with public policy, including politics. So there's a lot going on. and I get to see a lot of my friends, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
All right, Mike, 1 minute left. Give me a Louisiana produce item to get this weekend and enjoy with your family. I got one in mind. Let's see what you got. Huh?
Oh, we got to get some of those Creole tomatoes. They are absolutely incredible. You can still get some strawberries, and don't forget, we're on the tail end. We're on the tail end of crawfish season. Don't wait and be too late, and the brown shrimp are running. You know, you can get some beautiful brown shrimp. So let's make it, you know, just a wonderful Creole and Cajun weekend. And very soon, you and I are going to be talking about watermelons.
Yeah,
they're coming. They're growing.
Well,
those melons.
That's what I had written down. Watermelon. We didn't match, but we will in the future. Thank you, Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. 655 traffic now, WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.